We haven't done that in a while. We even sung our intro. Hi, everyone. It's Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And you're listening to the Daily Dish Special Edition.
Bonus episode.
What?
Breaking news.
Two crazy bananas things happened in the past 24 hours.
Right.
So we had to just make a special episode.
Yeah. Let's start with the most recent.
Kenya Moore is married?
Question mark? No, not a question mark. She has confirmed it.
I literally was at my desk. Our friend Emily Exton, who runs the Daily Dish news site, was like, Rachel, Kenya Moore is married. And I literally was like, what? Like, I don't... To who? To Matt? Was it to Matt?
I know. That was my first question.
Right.
It's not Matt.
It's not Matt, people.
But guess what? We don't know who the guy is. Read them the details.
Okay. So the details are she got married in St. Lucia last weekend.
Nice.
She said, I'm just ecstatic. This man is the love of my life, and I'm so happy to begin our lives together as husband and wife. Husband and housewife, if you will. I added that in. She didn't say that.
Yeah, she's not that cheeky.
She's not. But apparently she revealed that she had gotten back into the dating game during an appearance in Watch What Happens Live this year in March. And she said that they started dating about a year ago. They first met.
No, what I read was that they met a year ago and they started dating some months after.
Oh, you are correct. You are correct. I am.
Which is fine. It's just that was the part that I felt like, oh, less than a year. Okay. It worked. You know, look, for some people, that's all you need.
Yeah, when you know, in the words of Luann.
And Emily Exton.
She just said that. But it's a very Luann D'Agostino
thing.
Move.
Yeah. But are you concerned at all that Kenya's been wanting to get married?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe...
She's just like...
It's time.
Right. Wait, why would that be concerning?
Because maybe... What if he's not the right one?
He's just a guy, not the right one.
Right. But then again, I'm just saying this as someone who's a little bitter because I don't even know who this is. Kenya, you've invited us into your life and now we don't get to know who your husband is?
We didn't get to go to the wedding?
But maybe it will be shown on the upcoming season of Real Housewives. If she's coming back...
I can only hope.
Right.
So speaking of next season.
Yeah. I guess I'll say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
NeNe Leakes is back.
Back with a peach.
Back holding a peach. Back.
I was surprised to hear this because I felt like it had not been long enough.
To warrant like a big comeback.
Right, because Bethany Frankel, gone a very long time. And then came back. NeNe, I feel like it was just yesterday. I was looking at that long, like, teal thing that she was wearing at the reunion. It was beautiful. I feel like that was, like, two seasons ago.
Right. Because it has only been two seasons, right? Yeah. So, but can I read you her statement?
Yes, please.
This isn't going to be in a NeNe voice. This is just going to be in a Megan voice. You guys can imagine it as you will. Okay. I just didn't want to set expectations too high. I don't think I go anywhere and don't get asked the question, when are you coming back to Housewives? Or I get fans coming up to me saying, I really miss seeing you on the show. I'm told this daily. My fans have supported me all these years, and it started to feel like I was disappointing them. There were so many bloggers and people saying she's returning, she's getting this, or she's getting that. I just want to be the person to finally say to my fans who have supported me for so many years, I'm back and ready for season 10. Let the shade begin, honey.
Bloop.
And the picture, by the way, is insane in the membrane.
Describe it for us.
Okay, so like she's wearing long blonde hair, a crown, slightly tilted.
Okay, because she's edgy.
Right. She's wearing sort of like a flowing long vest that's open.
Oh, so you're seeing the ladies.
You're seeing skin.
Ew.
And some jeans, some distressed jeans.
But tell my favorite part. What is she holding?
She is holding, I guess, either a glass of champagne or a Bellini with a peach on top.
Yep. It's like the peach is floating above it.
But a whole peach, not like a slice.
Right, right. No, the entire peach is in this drink.
Yeah, you know, I do wonder why now for her.
Mm-hmm. I'm just really excited because I think that means she'll be in the office.
Right.
Meaning we get to have her on this podcast.
Oh, one can only hope.
Yes.
But I also am excited because, you know, we just had that interview with Ryan Flynn when he talked so much about Housewives and coming back. And I feel like they wouldn't bring her back unless there's a lot going on for her in her personal life, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
So I'm so excited to see what that is. And if you guys haven't heard that interview, go back. It's with Ryan Flynn. He's the executive producer of so many of our Housewives shows, and it's pretty freaking amazing.
If you wanted tea, he has it in buckets. Buckets of tea. I'm just excited to see her. Was there a new Housewife last year? Oh, Sheree. So we have Sheree back, had a big comeback, and now NeNe will be back.
And look, guys, we're not lying when we say this. We don't know. This is conjecture to us, too. But will Kim Zolciak come back?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if we had – and we don't know if Sheree's coming back either. But in our dreams, it will be Sheree, NeNe, Kim Zolciak, Cynthia, Candy – Portia, maybe Shamia, I could see coming to the cast.
And let's get Deshaun back too.
Deshaun Snow.
And Lisa Wu.
We're just naming Housewives now.
Yeah, now we're just like, and Bethany Frankel.
And Dorinda Medley.
And Peggy Chanos. Like, we're just like throwing them all in there.
Hey, I would love that.
But yeah, big things happening in Atlanta and St. Lucia. I still can't believe that I'm saying that Kenya Moore is married.
We better freaking see something about it on the next season.
If he's just, like, not around and we don't get to meet him, he's her husband, though. I think if you sign up and you're married, you're part of the show. I don't think you're allowed to not film. Boyfriends, I'll give a pass. How do you feel?
I feel if I don't see him, I don't believe it.
Great comment.
Boop.
What do you guys think? Are you happy for Kenya? Are you wondering who this mysterious man is too? Do you think he'll be on the show? Tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish. And you can also tweet me and Megan directly. I'm at Rachy Rob.
And I'm Meg Segura. In the meantime, let's cheers to Kenya and NeNe.
Woo!
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy.
Extra. Read all about it. Hear all about it in your headphones. It's the 20s.